This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. This month marks the beginning of flu season, which saw over 10,000 Texans die from flu-related illnesses last year. This year, experts are bracing for the combination of the seasonal flu and the coronavirus. Houston Public Media's Matt Harab reports on what local health officials are urging Texans to do now.
Last Sunday, I did what my mom's been asking me to do for weeks.
I'm just here to get a flu shot. I'm not sure where to go.
It'll be right here.
It'll be right here? Okay.
And there were only three slots available that morning at my local CVS.
Yeah, a lot of people have been coming in.
In January, a CVS health survey found that about a third of people nationwide wanted a flu shot. That number has almost doubled to 66% by July. Local experts are saying it's crucial to get a flu vaccine this year from their doctor or their local pharmacy. The Houston Health Department offers them for up to $15 to people without insurance. Dr. Tony Piedra at the Baylor College of Medicine says they don't know the impact of both the flu virus and the coronavirus circulating together.
We don't because we really don't have the data.
Most infectious diseases are seasonal and therefore predictable, but COVID-19 is novel and hasn't been around yet during the fall. Piedra says people most at risk for the worst COVID-19 symptoms should prioritize a flu shot.
When you're more vulnerable, I think you have to be more careful. It may not be a perfect vaccine, but it's a good vaccine.
A tool that we don't have to fight COVID-19 yet. But Dr. Piedra says there's another reason why we don't know how the two viruses will interact. Every year, the United States gets a preview of the flu season from the Southern Hemisphere. That's because our seasons are flipped. And down there, it's been an abnormally light flu season because, as Piedra says, people were already on guard against COVID-19.
A lot of countries were practicing the appropriate type of social distancing and masking.
Take Australia. Their health department reported just 36 flu deaths through mid-July, compared to 430 during the same time period last year. Dr. Umair Shah, Harris County's public health director, says Governor Abbott's mask mandate could pay off during our flu season.
Now you see markedly more people wearing masks in public than you saw before.
Shaw says there's evidence masks work in Houston. The region didn't have to shut down completely during the coronavirus surge this summer. Instead, COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations declined, with people wearing masks regularly.
We have also evolved and learned from the previous months on what are the kinds of practices that actually will make all of us safer. And we just have to make sure we keep doing those things.
He says it's especially important as thousands of students return to in-person learning in Greater Houston. Because the flu spreads easily among kids, Shaw worries if children don't get a flu shot, they could potentially bring the flu home to a household member who has COVID-19 and doesn't know it. The CDC says roughly 40% of coronavirus carriers don't show any symptoms. I'm Matt Harab in Houston.